السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. أما بعد، إن هو journey, our striving, our effort for the hereafter, there are some things that serve as aids, that support the effort, that make the effort easier. The effort is key. The effort has to be there. Without mujahada means effort. And which effort? The effort of sacrificing one's desire when it goes against the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what mujahada means. That on one side is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's desire, and on the other side is the desire of our nafs. On one side is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's desire that you must perform the 5 times salah. On the other side is the desire of our nafs that it feels burdensome. It feels burdensome waking up for the Fajr Salah. Or it feels burdensome coming to the masjid. On one side is the desire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you must control your eyes, you must control your ears, you must control your tongue. On the other side is the desire of the nafs that there is enjoyment in this. So, mujahada is that whenever this crunch happens, then a person crushes his desires. And a person must do this to obtain the hereafter. There is no other way. There is no other way around this mujahada, that there is another path to Jannah where there is no mujahada. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that حُجِبَتِ الْجَنَّةُ غُلِبَتِ النَّارُ بِالشَّهَوَاتِ وَحُجِبَتِ الْجَنَّةُ بِالْمَكَارِهِ. Jannah has a veil over it. Jannah has a veil over it. What is a veil? A veil is something that covers something, it hides it from view. You can't see it anymore. That means that to access that thing, you must go through that veil. So Jannah has a veil. And what is that veil made of? That veil is made of makari, of displeasure. The displeasure of what? The displeasure of mujahada. The displeasure of crushing one's desire for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jannah has that veil. That means that you cannot get to Jannah without that. Without crushing your desires. When they fall against the desire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you cannot expect to get to Jannah. There is no other route. It's a veil. That means it's totally over Jannah. So you approach Jannah from this side, you approach Jannah from that side, you approach Jannah from the other side. Whichever side you approach Jannah from, the veil of displeasure of mujahada is there. You will have to go through that to get into Jannah. So if a person has this mentality that whichever commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I can get by without too much effort, without changing my lifestyle, that I will do. And everything else, I'll be okay inshallah, he is in error. The path to Jannah has mujahada on it. There is no other path to Jannah. And on the other side, what does Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say about the path to Jahannam? Jahannam has a veil over it as well. Jahannam has a veil over it as well. And what is that veil made of? That veil is made of shahawat, of desires, of the fulfillment of one's desires. So the path to Jahannam is very enjoyable because a person is fulfilling his desires at every juncture. And the path to Jannah has displeasure on it. Like we said, this doesn't mean that a person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, says that you must sacrifice every desire of yours. No. All Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks from us is that when my desire is on one side, the desire of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is on one side, and your desire is on the other side, the desire of your nafs, then you must crush it. If a person can do this, then he is guaranteed Jannah. Then he doesn't need any more advice. But as we say in English, easier said than done. Easier said than done. A person makes his intention that I am going to carry out mujahada. I want to become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to get to Jannah. I want to save myself from Jahannam. Now he will have to carry out mujahada. Now there are some things that aid a person. They make that mujahada easier for you. Nothing can remove that mujahada. But they can make that mujahada easy for you. And there are many aids. But one which I wish to discuss in particular today, which is the company of the pious friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look, in general, good company is an aid. Wherever you can, try to adopt good company. Your friend circle, adopt good company. In your relatives as well, those relatives that you know, they have religious worry. In general, they are practicing. Spend more time with them than those who don't have this mentality. Your work colleagues as well. You have an environment at work, so of course you cannot change who is there. But if possible, look around and see who are those people at work who have a religious mentality, who have some religious worry. And where possible, prefer their company to the company of the rest. And in general, bad company is harmful for a person. It acts as a detriment. So this is the general rule, that avoid good company where possible. Adopt good company where possible and avoid bad company where possible. But in particular, one point that deserves mentioning, one great aid, is the company of the pious friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those people who have total deen in their life. This is a very great aid. I have said this before as well, that when it comes to deen, there is no magic wand. There is no magic wand, meaning there is nothing that you take this step and everything becomes easy. Everything falls in place. But I also say that if there is anything that can be described as a magic wand that gets close to it, it is the company of the Ahlullah, the pious friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is this very same magic wand that changed the lives of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Who is a Sahabi? Sahabi is someone who, after accepting Islam, he gained the tawfiq to spend a moment in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even if that company was as much as he was there and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by, he gained this much company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of the most pious person of all time. He became a Sahabi. And what is the rank of a Sahabi? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith that if one of my Sahaba, that means someone who has spent this moment in my company, even he spends one mud, a small quantity, one mud, less than a kg probably, of grain in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a non-Sahabi spends a mountain's worth of gold in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they cannot be equal. The Sahabi's one mudful is more worthy in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu got the company of the best of the best. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing the needs of a human, his religious needs, in every year Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps pious people, Ahlullah, pious friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those people who go to them, they will realize how much it aids in deen. How much does it aid in deen? One benefit of going to the company of the Ahlullah, of going into the company from time to time, is sufficient that if only this benefit exists, then every person should be doing it. What is that? That a person who adopts the company of the Ahlullah with the correct intention, his iman is saved. He will not be robbed of iman. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi has said this. Someone asked him regarding a Farsi couplet, a piece of poetry in the Farsi language. And the gist of the poetry is, it is in the Farsi language, but the gist of the poetry is that 100 years of sincere worship is less valuable than one moment in the company of the Ahlullah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So someone asked him this couplet, They said, basically they were asking that it doesn't make sense. On one side, 100 years of sincere worship, and on the other side, a moment or a few moments in the company of a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, that is valuable, but 100 years of sincere worship. As Maulana Shafi Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi, before answering, he said that first I will make an edit, a change in the couplet. What is that change? That not 100 years, 100,000 years. That 100,000 years of sincere worship on one side, and a few moments in the company of the Ahlullah, of a pious friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the correct intention, that is still more valuable. And thereafter he said that the reason for it is that the person who does sincere worship for a very long time, he will gain a lot, no doubt, he will gain a lot of reward, but his iman is still not guaranteed to be safe. And Hazrat said that, I will give you an example as well. The example is Shaitan himself. Shaitan was a very great worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a very long time as well. Some Mufassirin have said that he used to stay in the company of the angels, and there was not a place in the heavens where he hadn't done sajda for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Despite this, when a crunch came, he was robbed of his iman. So Hazrat Maulana Shafi Ali Thanvi rahmatullah said that on one side, 100,000 years of worth of sincere worship, it will give up, it is something very valuable, but it doesn't guarantee the safety of one's iman. And on the other side, a person, he goes into the company of the Ahlullah, the pious friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the correct intention, in the correct manner, with the correct zeal, the correct desire, then if nothing, there are many, many benefits. We can spend hours discussing the benefits, but if nothing, one benefit he will get is that his iman will be safe. That alone is sufficient. And the company of the Ahlullah is something that you find a pious person of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then when you adopt that company, you don't need to do anything else. You don't need to go there and listen to a bayan of his. That's a bonus if you get it. You don't need to go there and do a lot of ibadah. You just need to adopt that company. You adopt that company, and slowly, slowly it starts having its magical effects on your heart. And those people who adopt the company of the pious, of the Ahlullah, they will say this. The company of the Ahlullah is so valuable that the people in the past, they used to, and even now, people in the past, but even now, the people, when they realize the value of it, then they, from time to time, they leave their country because they think they haven't found someone who is of such a caliber in their own country. So they leave their country and they travel and they spend hundreds of pounds to go and spend 1 day, 2 days, 1 week in the company of such a person. Why? Because they value it and they have experienced the change of it in their life. By way of example, I will mention, we are fortunate that in Batley, we have a few people. We have the likes of Hazrat Maulana Abdul Rauf Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum. So, multiple people have told me that praying in Salah in his masjid feels different to praying Salah in any other masjid. But where there is a person, a pious person, a truly pious person, then he affects everything. Just his presence there affects everything. If we want to get to Jannah, then one thing we can do that will greatly help us is adopt the company of the Ahlullah. Make it a purpose in life. And make it a purpose in life means, every so often I will go, I will find someone. I will ask the ulama that tell me who is someone who is pious, who I can spend some time in the company of. Look, everything has its benefits. The dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has its benefits. Spending time with the ulama, going to madrasa, taking some Islamic course, all have the benefits. Spending time in tabligh jamaat, all have the benefits. But the benefits of the Ahlullah, the company of the Ahlullah are unique. There are some benefits of the company of the Ahlullah that you cannot find in any of these things. One huge benefit of the company of the Ahlullah is that those of us who we are practicing to some degree and we think, Alhamdulillah, I'm doing okay. When we go into the company of the Ahlullah, then after some time we will realize all of our faults. We will realize where we are lacking. That illusion of ours that I'm doing everything that is necessary to get in Jannah will be shattered. And that is a very great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the message is very simple. That take out some time, if not once a week, then once a month. If not that, then once every second month, once every third month. And make it a purpose to go find a wali, a special friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With this intention that number one, I am doing this for the safety of my iman. And number two, I am doing this because this will make the path to Jannah, mujahada, easy for me. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to practice upon what has been said. Ameen wa akhir da'wan. Alhamdulillah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
اللهم رب
Inshallah, tomorrow, after the Maghrib Salah, our monthly program will take place. So there will be talks as well. There will be other activities as well. So everyone is requested to take out some time and participate. Inshallah, it will be beneficial. Brother requested, just fill in the cups in front of you, please. Especially near the window, there are quite a few cups. Just fill them in, please. And just squeeze up a bit so that all the cups are full. People are standing in the corridor already.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas salah, hayya 'alas salah, hayya 'alal falah, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. La ilaha illallah.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillahi wahda, wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da. Amma ba'd, faqad qala Allahu tabaraka wa ta'ala, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ittaqullah, wa kunu ma'as sadiqin. Wa qala ta'ala, واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ولا تعد عيناك عنهم صدق الله مولانا العظيم وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إنما مثل الجليس الصالح ومثل الجليس السوء كنافخ القيل كحامل المسك ونافخ القيل أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته ورضى اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين وعن سائر الصحابة فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أصحابك النجوم بأيهم اقتديتم اهتديتم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أنقذ إخواننا المسلمين في كل مكان اللهم انصرهم ولا تنصر عليهم اللهم امكر لهم ولا تمكر عليهم اللهم زدهم ولا تنقصهم اللهم لا تسلط عليهم من لا يخافك فيهم ولا يرحمهم اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيه على الإسلام ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم واغفر لموتانا عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون.
Allahu Ekber, Allahu Ekber, Allahu Ekber, Allahu Ekber. Eşhedü en la ilahe illallah, eşhedü en la ilahe illallah. Eşhedü enne Muhammeden Resulullah, eşhedü enne Muhammeden Resulullah. Hayya alas-salah, hayya alas-salah, hayya alal-falah, hayya alal-falah. Kad qamatis-salah, kad qamatis-salah, Allahu Ekber, Allahu Ekber. La ilahe illallah.
Sawu sufakum. Safidu as-salmadi. Straighten the rows. Please ensure your heels are at the base of the yellow line on the musalla. Please feel any gaps in. Stand shoulder to shoulder if there are any gaps, then squeeze up, move up. Make space for another person. Especially near the windows, there are a few gaps usually. Please fill them in. الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سميع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية
ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمدا. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. فلي ذنبي وسعنا. Mm-hmm.